This is the Danny Kaye Show with Eve Arden, Lionel Sander, yours truly Ken Niles, and the outstanding music of America's top band, Harry James and his music maker. The Ribbon, 33 fine blues blended into one great beer, presents 33 fine talents blended into one great comedian, Danny Kaye.
Gosh, Danny, we've walked all over town. We can't find a movie we haven't seen. Why is that?
Well, I guess maybe we saw them all, huh?
But ain't it funny? Every theater you took me to was playing the same picture, Up in Arms.
Well, that's a coincidence, isn't it? You want to see it again?
Gee, Danny, how about seeing a gangster picture? Shooting, bang, bang, and all that stuff. Hey, look at that banner. There's just the kind of picture I like. Action Today. And what a cast. Flynn, Raft, and Cagney.
Lionel, that sign says Auction Today. And that's Flynn, Rafferty, and Carney. They're not actors. They're auctioneers.
Well, what are they doing in a movie?
Lionel, it is not a movie. It's an auction sale.
Oh, I heard about them auctions, but I never seen one. Let's go in and watch.
All right, but listen. Don't let them talk you into buying anything. Come on.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, this next article here is a very rare one indeed for these times. I don't have to tell you how hard it is to get any sort of mechanical appliances, but we have here a practically new article that all of you who have farms or ranches should really bid for. I am referring to this genuine 1943 model gentle action milking machine.
Gee, Danny, do they get milk from machines these days?
No, Lionel. First the machine gets it from the cow.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, now come, let's get going. I want a good solid bid for this mechanical marvel. The farmer's helper, the cow's friend. Now, what do I hear?
$75.
$75, $75. Do I hear an 80?
80.
I got an 80. Do I hear 85? Do I hear 85? Do I hear 90?
90.
Thank you. Do I hear
Come 90? On, Lionel. We better get over to the studio.
95. Oh, wait a minute, Danny. This is fun.
Do I hear 100? Do I hear 100? 100. 100. Do I hear 110? Do I hear 110?
Hey, Danny, what time is it?
1:15.
Stone to the For $115, just give the cashier your check for $115, my boy.
Who, me?
Yes, son. You'll never regret buying this milking machine.
Oh, wait a minute, mister. I don't want a milking machine. My friend just asked me what time it was, and I told him.
Young man, if you knew what time it was, you wouldn't be here. Now, just see the cashier.
Oh, but wait a minute. I don't need a milking machine. I haven't got a cow. I haven't got a farm.
Just see the
and
cashier,
even if I had a cow,
man.
I wouldn't know what to do.
But
supposing I do get a cow.
Well, Danny, here we are at the studio. Boy, when you tell Eve Arden that you bought a milking machine, she'll really blow her top.
Oh, now, look, Lionel, how about you going in and telling her? You're much more of a diplomat than I am.
Well, I'm much more of a coward than you are, too. You tell her.
Oh, all right. You stay out here with the machine, and if anyone comes along and wants to know what time it is, sell it to him.
Okay.
Well, here I go. Into the lion's mouth.
Hi, Evie.
Oh, hello, Danny. Where have you been?
Oh, Lionel and I were out looking for a movie, but we couldn't find one we hadn't seen, so we just walked along and tried to find a movie we hadn't seen anything, so I had to open my big mouth, and we wound up doing some shopping.
Well, where's Lionel now?
Oh, he's outside with it.
Outside with what?
With it. I-T. It. Now, do you want me to spell cat? C-A-T.
Will you stop? Now, what did you buy? Another suit?
Not exactly.
Well, is it something you wear?
Well, I can't wear it, but it...
Danny, will you stop stalling? What did you buy?
Can I stop there and
not try for the $64?
No. What did you buy?
Well, I... No coaching from the audience, please.
What did you buy?
I'll be sorry. Let's put it this way, Edie. When a waitress asks you what you want to drink, what does she usually say?
Coffee, tea, or milk.
That's it, milk. Now, where does milk come from?
A cow.
That's right, but who gets the milk from the cow?
Whoever milks the cow.
That's right. But instead of a whoever, I bought a whatever.
A whatever?
Yes. You are now looking at a man who has legally adopted a milking machine.
A milking machine? Are you out of your mind, and why do I ask?
Well, Lionel asked me what time it was. I told him, and boom, I had a milking machine.
And boom, you had a milking machine.
Yes.
Listen, Lum and Abner, you take that whatever back to wherever you bought it and get your money back right now.
Oh, I wish I could.
Hey, Danny, a guy just came up to me and asked me what time it was. I told him 5:10, and nothing happened.
Listen, Stander, come in here and bring that electric octopus with you.
Okay. Ain't it a beauty, Miss Arden?
Yeah, Eve, you'll love this thing when you see how it works. Hey, put the plug in the socket there, Lionel.
Okay. Contact! Contact!
Shut it off, Danny! For heaven's sake, shut it off! Oh, Danny! Shut it off! Now, Mr. K, would you mind giving me back my skirt?
Now, don't get excited, Evie. I'll have it out in a minute.
Oh,
there, see?
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Harry. Hello. Hey, Harry, you got here just in time. Look what I've got.
Well, I'll be darned. What is it, an electric bagpipe?
Not unless you want to play cow-cow boogie. For your information, Harry, our cowless Mr. K has bought himself a milking machine.
Hey, Danny, what are you going to do with it? Milk coconuts?
Oh, look, I got an idea. We could take these little rubber suction nozzles, put them on somebody's head, turn it on. You could give them a wonderful scalp treatment.
Are you kidding? A milking machine for a scalp treatment?
Certainly, it's an innovation. Homogenized dandruff.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Now, Danny, genius number one, and Lionel, genius number one and a half, take that infernal machine back this minute.
Oh, I think she means it, Lionel. Come on, we better go. Okay. Well, we're back, Evie. Everything's all right now.
Yep, everything's hunky-dunky.
Oh, you got rid of the milking machine, huh?
Oh, we did better than that. Open the door, Lionel.
No!
What is that?
Well, it ain't Frank Sinatra, sister.
Before we hear any further from these milking machine magnets, I think we better hear from Harry James and his music makers as they play their solid arrangement of the St. Louis Blues.
wonderful, Harry. Just wonderful.
Thank you, Danny. You like blues, I tell you.
If you give it, I take it. You know, I've written a blues song myself.
You have? Well, what do you call it? The Milking Machine Blues or Mood Indigo?
Oh. No, this is the Pabst Blue Ribbon Blues. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, I would, Danny. Sing 50 or 60 choruses for me, huh?
All right, stand by, Niles. You bottle polisher, you. Let's do it, Harry. I've got no time. How can it be splendid if it isn't blended blue? I've got those, how can it be beautiful if it isn't beautiful? All my spirits are collapsed when my spirits aren't past. I've got to shoot them off it to me. If I'm wrong, go on and fill me through. I'm a loyal pastor from my head to shoes. I do wear shoes. Can't go wishing on a star unless it's 33 to the bar. Oh, 33. I hear your call. With me, it's all or nothing at all. I've got to never be forgiven if it ain't blue ribbon. Blues in the suds.
Neighbors, our fat Blue Ribbon Blues salesman, Danny Kaye, assumes a more dramatic role as he takes his magnifying glass in hand, dons his monocle and gum shoes, and presto changeo, he becomes that famous super sleuth, Inspector H.I.J. Kaye of Scotland Yard. You ready, Danny?
Right, quite. Eddie! The downbeat, Eddie!
Hey, how did you recognize my voice before I spoke?
Obvious, my boy, obvious. Knew that voice anywhere.
Oh, I never thought of that. What's up, Chief?
Outrageous crime! The case of the missing toothpick.
Missing toothpick?
Yes, missing toothpick. Pointed problem. Sticky thing. Water. Most daring robbery in years. The toothpick was stolen right out from under the chap's nose.
Amazing!
Where are you, Sergeant?
Trafalgar Square. By the clock. I'm standing right under the seats.
Good work, Sergeant. Good work. I'll be over before you can say Jack Robinson.
Jack.
Hello, Sergeant! Sorry I'm late.
Fog, you know.
Beastly stuff. Can't even see Big Ben. Wonder what time it is.
Bong. Bong.
Thanks, Ben. Sergeant! Do you have a heck waiting?
Yes, Chief, right by the lamppost.
Blast this fog. Where is the lamppost? Thanks, Rover. Come, Sergeant. Let's hop into the heck and hire heads.
Hold up, Nelly. Step in, dummy.
Right here. Oop. Blasted manhole! I say there, driver, we're in a frightful rush. Can't you make that horse go faster?
Right, well, get it up, Nelly.
Amazing horse.
Here's the house now, Chief.
Thank you. Pull up, driver.
Right, Ogami. Hold up, Nelly.
home. Good evening, Inspector Kay.
Good evening, Stiles.
You'll find Mr. James Horn and the bodies in the dining room, sir.
Bodies? What bodies?
Well, there's Mr. Ames, Mr. Beeman, Mr. Cecil, Mr. Devers. You see, sir, I took the liberty of stacking them alphabetically.
Neat work. Neat work. Yeah. Come on, Sergeant. Ah, Mr. James Horn.
Ah, Inspector Kay.
Oh, that's very good, very good.
Enough of these formalities. When did you first miss your toothpick?
When the 13 guests dropped dead. Oh. It was an awful shock. I was greatly attached to that toothpick. Family heirloom, you know.
Yes, just what you mean, exactly what you mean. Generation to generation, hand to mouth, cheek to cheek. Charidons.
No,
no.
No,
thanks,
Anne.
No.
Oh, well, quite all right. Very well, Sergeant. Did you find any clues?
Not yet, Chief.
Well, it's a very good thing we brought our own, you know.
What clues do we have left over from our last case?
Let's see. Two tire treads, a cigar ash, a guilty look, a shriek in the dark, and a footprint from Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Top pole, Sergeant! Top pole!
Scatter them about a bit, will you?
Okay, Chief.
Three fine clues blended into one great beer. Tell me, Mr. James Horn, how many of your butlers have been murdered?
Six, including the one I have now.
But, sir, I haven't been murdered yet.
Poor fellow spoke too soon.
Has he been done in?
Yes, I think he's been done in. Unless he always wears a knife in his back.
Mr. James Horn, I have reason to suspect that butler didn't like you.
But why do you say that, Inspector?
Very simple matter of deduction, old boy. The thumbprint on his nose.
Well, what does that have to do with it?
Why, think of it, man. Just think of it. It's his own thumbprint.
I'm afraid this confirms my worst suspicions.
Hey, Chief, I think I found a toothpick.
Ouch! Take your hand off my leg, you blighter.
And who are you, young lady?
I'm Eva, the cook. Mr. James Horn, I'm unable to find the carving knife. Have you seen it?
You'll find it right there in the butler's bag.
Oh, so it is. I'm always misplacing it.
Chief, look at this slip of paper. I found it in the kitchen.
Let me take one look at it. Oh, yes, aha, a-hum, a-hoo, a-her, hey. 2 pounds of cyanide, 3 pounds of arsenic, a pint of iodine, and a dash of carbolic acid. I hardly know what to make of this. What do you make of it, cook?
Salad dressing.
Aha, now I recognize you. You are Eva Harden, alias Salad Sal, alias Hector McSnibbly, alias Horrible Hector, alias Harry the Fink, alias the Ipswich Snitch.
Oh, why must you keep hounding me like this, day and night, night and day? You are the one, all the time. I didn't do it, I tell you, I didn't do it. You won't make me talk, no matter how much you torture me, how much you threaten me, how much you browbeat me, how much you question me, how much you... Do I sound like Ida Lupino?
Sound more like Ida Cantor.
Sergeant! Sergeant! Slip the bracelets on her.
I left them home, Chief. I just slipped my arm around her waist.
That's a stout fellow.
Stout girl, too.
Sergeant, I'm afraid that ends the case.
Amazing!
Hey, just a minute. What about my toothpick?
It's a very simple matter, Mr. James. Go upstairs to the cook's quarters and you'll find your toothpick in the middle drawer of the dresser. And now we'll be on our way. Tally ho, pip, what? Hey, yes, tally ho, pip, pip, what? Ho, ho, tally, pip, hey, ho, 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 tally, pip, ho, what? Right, copy, hey, yes.
Chief, that was amazing.
But how could you be so sure the toothpick was in the middle drawer?
Very simple, Sergeant. There are only three drawers in the dresser. Do you have any reason to believe it was in the top drawer?
No.
Do you have any reason to believe it was in the bottom drawer?
No.
Well?
Amazing, Danny. Amazing. But, you know, those mystery plays, they kind of scare me.
Oh, you poor kid. What are you getting at, Kenneth?
Well, I'd like to hear you do something soft and sweet and soothing.
All right. If Harry will give me some soothing music, we can kind of make this a little soft, a little sweet, and a little Russian Gesundheit.
Very pretty. I should like to delve into the Slavic food and do a song that my father wrote for me when he was 9 weeks old. He used to take me on his knee and say, Kolya, my little gypsy, it's time for you to become a man. Time for you to go out in the world and learn the facts of life. So I packed my little Karzinka and I left. I wandered over hills and dales, small villages and pretty cities. And then I met my first woman. She was gorgeous and sensationally beautiful. When she walked, was like a little gazelle strolling in the pastures. And when she spoke her voice was like the voice of angels. Soft and mellow! She used to croon this plaintive gypsy melody. Dina, is there anyone seen of her in the state of Carolina? If there is and you know her, show her to me, oh Dina. With her Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze in to the east of Dinnerly. I know that every night, why do I shake with pride? Because my Dinnerly changed her mind about me. Hey, hey, Pat's Blue Ribbon Dinner. If she wants me to cheat her, I will hop that awesome winner. Just to be with her, read to give it to get it to be with the hip, to be for fame, to get it to be for sound, to get it to be for sound, to give it to go, to get it to get it, how to get it, hey, hit it to get it to be to get it to be to come, read to come up to get it to be to get it to be to get it to be to get it to get my funnel again, drum band, drum band, drum band, drum band, read it to go, to get it to get.
I've always loved singing. You know, when I was a kid, my parents thought I'd be a great singer someday.
Well, why weren't you, Lionel?
My voice didn't change.
Well, it's not too late to change it yet, Lionel. All you need are a few lessons in voice culture.
Not with these ingrown tonsils.
Now, don't give up so easy. Why don't you do as I do? Repeat a well-turned phrase over and over. Like, if you want to know why Pabst Blue Ribbon always is topped in flavor, the answer is blending. It takes no less than 33 different brews, all blended together as only Pabst can do it, to achieve the true and perfect beer flavor you enjoy in Pabst Blue Ribbon. Now, repeat that.
Oh, I can't do that. I'm not that emotional. I'm an introvert.
Well, introvert or extrovert, it's all in the phrasing. Now, listen carefully. No matter where you go, pause, you can order Pabst with confidence. Deep breath. Serve it with pride. Count two.
That's difficult.
Well, there is no finer beer, short pause, No finer blend than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Now try that.
Okay, I'll try it.
No matter where you go, Port Day, you can order it with confidence, deep breath, serve it with pride, count two, for there is no finer blend, Port Breath, than Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Excellent! Excellent!
Thank you.
Now that you're all through with Lionel Stanner's elocution lesson, I'd like to say something, Ken.
Well, certainly, Danny. What is it?
Well, I'd like to have a little heart-to-heart talk with all our listeners. Neighbors, do you know the power of a dime? A little thin American dime, especially when you got a lot of them marching in a row? Yes, I'm speaking of those precious, powerful dimes that are marching to help those thousands of kids all over America who were crippled during the 1944 epidemic of infantile paralysis. Well, it's mighty serious, you know, not to be able to move your arms or legs like a healthy kid can. And it's mighty tough wearing heavy braces and hobbling around on crutches. Well, thousands of youngsters, kids just like your own, are in this fix. And it's up to us to help them with our dimes. Yes, and our dollars. Send them to President Roosevelt at the White House. Our dimes can help. Help a lot. I just think. Our dimes can even give these children their chance to walk again. Let's join that March of Dimes today.
Thanks, Danny. And remember, neighbors, next Saturday at the same time, Pabst Blue Ribbon presents another great show featuring the outstanding music of America's top band, Harry James and his music makers. Eve Arden, Lionel Stander, yours truly, Ken Niles, and Danny Kaye.
Good night.
And was brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Peoria, Illinois. This is PBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.